Hey yo, and welcome to the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I'm Sabrina, here to chat with you about what it takes to look and feel like a badass. Fun fact, it's not about 1200 calorie diets and workouts you hate. Nope. Instead, we'll talk about lifestyle habits, mindset, and attitude around sleep, stress management, nutrition, and movement, all dumped in a great big bucket of self-awareness and personal growth. Each week, I'll give you strategies and actions that you can apply directly into your day-to-day life so that you're making sustainable changes over time. So if you're ready to get your shit together, for reals this time, put on your sassy pants and get comfy. Let's do this. Hey yo, welcome back, my friends. Thanks for joining me for another episode and for week two of the Be Badass With Me challenge. Last week, I shared 15 healthy habits to support better sleep, talked about the habit I'm practicing for this challenge, and walked you through how to identify your needs, select a habit, and put it into practice. This week, I'm going to check in and share how things are going, then I'm going to dive into a sleep-related topic, why you should prioritize sleep. For this conversation, I'm going to talk about some of the things you could experience as a result of sleep deprivation or poor quality sleep. Again, the purpose of this is to continue the conversation around sleep as we move into week two of practicing the sleep habit we selected last week. If you haven't picked a habit yet, it's not too late. I absolutely encourage you to jump on in and join the fun. And if you're struggling with that, I posted a chart on the Badass is the New Skinny Facebook group that identifies common sleep issues and their associated sleep strategies and practices. This is a great way to get ideas for things that can support better sleep based on the sleep issues you might be experiencing. So let's dive in, starting with my check-in. How are things going for me? They're going okay. As a reminder, the habit I chose is that I'm practicing journaling right before going to bed so I can brain dump all of the thoughts that rattle around in my brain and keep me awake when I'm trying to sleep. My stress levels have been really damn intense lately, and my sleep has definitely taken a hit. Because I know that racing thoughts are a big problem for my sleep, I wanted to address that. There's something about journaling that helps me process and quiet my thoughts. What I'm learning as I practice my journaling habit before going to sleep is that it helps, but only to a certain extent. It could be because it's still a new habit. I don't really know yet. It remains to be seen. The trigger or the cue for this habit that I chose has been working pretty well also, for the most part. Something I found, though, is that when it's been an especially bad day and my thoughts are particularly loud, I really want to take comfort in sleeping on the couch. This will all make sense in a minute, I promise. And maybe this is strange, but there's just something about sleeping on the couch and curling up against the back cushions that's just comfy and safe to me. Maybe it's because when I was a kid, I would sleep on the couch when I was sick, so when I'm not doing well, that's a place of comfort for me now. But also, I don't have a TV in my room. There have been a few nights somewhat recently when I've slept on the couch so I could have the TV on and listen to something I've seen multiple times that's chill. It distracts my thoughts, but it isn't so interesting that it keeps me awake, and ultimately it helps me get to sleep. To be clear, this is a last resort for me that I've reserved for moments of desperation, because I don't really believe in having the TV on when I go to bed. It's just not something that I want as part of my routine. Thankfully, since making the intentional effort to process my thoughts and experiences through journaling, I haven't really needed to do that since I've started this. Though it still sounds appealing sometimes, just because. Again, the couch is kind of a comfort place for me when I'm just not really feeling all that great. Anyway, I bring this up because my trigger or my cue for my journaling habit is settling into bed and turning on my sleep music or white noise. But if I opt to sleep on the couch, I lose my cue for my habit. So that's just something for me to be extra mindful of. So how are things going for me? Well, I think it's been helping, but I need more time to see if it's actually addressing the problem and quieting my thoughts. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, life continues to be hard and stressful and gives me lots to think about, so I'm getting plenty of solid practice. I'd love to know how your sleep habit practice is going so far, so please hit me up on Instagram or in the Facebook group. Both of those are linked in the show notes. Now, let's move on to talk about why you should be prioritizing sleep. While I'm no expert by any stretch, I did get certified through Precision Nutrition last December as a sleep, stress management, and recovery coach, which is where I got the chart that I mentioned a bit ago that I shared on the Facebook group. As such, the information I'm sharing here is largely supported by what I learned through that program and the research studies that went into that program development. This is just for some background and context so you know where the information is coming from. Precision Nutrition is a resource that I highly trust. To talk about why you should prioritize sleep, I'm going to give you some examples of what can happen as a lack of quality sleep. I'm approaching it from this perspective rather than talking about the benefits of it because my bigger picture goal is to give people the tools and resources to help them feel better, to stop feeling like shit, and to feel like their best and most badass self. By coming at this conversation from the perspective of shitty side effects you could be experiencing because of a lack of consistent quality sleep, my hope is that maybe you can identify and address these experiences in your life so you can get to feeling better. I'm calling out the pain points on purpose here. Important disclaimer, I am not a doctor or any other type of medical provider. I'm a health coach. The things I'm about to share with you could be because of a lack of quality sleep or poor sleep quality, but I am not at all saying that it's 100% the reason, and this is not medical advice. If you're experiencing these symptoms and you're not sleeping well, it's possible sleep is the problem, but that's not for me to say. That's between you and your doctor. Okay, so why should you prioritize sleep? Ultimately, so that you don't feel like shit. So that you can and do feel like a badass. That's the whole point of this, right? Okay, let's dive into how lack of quality sleep can make you feel like shit. 1. Chronic sleep deprivation messes with your head. If you have brain fog, trouble learning or remembering things, you have trouble concentrating, or you're confused or forgetful, it could be because of sleep. So if you frequently find yourself doing things like looking for your phone in dark places using the flashlight on your phone, or looking everywhere for your keys only to find them in your hand, or you reread the same sentence of a book, blog, email, or whatever else a million times, and you still have no idea what you just read, these could all be signs of poor sleep. The way I phrase it is, I has the dumb. Sleep deprivation hits my cognitive function hard. Maybe not after one bad night of sleep, but after multiple nights, big time. All of this also makes me think of the movie Look Who's Talking when Kirstie Alley pours coffee into her newborn's bottle. There's a movie I haven't seen in a long time, holy hell. You're welcome for that. Okay, moving on, 2, it messes with your mood. Sleep is our primary opportunity to recover, which includes neurotransmitter support and hormone production regulation. When these things are disturbed, you might have a harder time regulating your emotions, feel more stressed, and feel more moody. I know I definitely don't feel like my most badass self when I relate more to Oscar the Grouch than I do Fozzie Bear. Beyond that, lack of quality sleep can increase your risk of depression. Again, this isn't a hard and fast rule, and I am not a doctor, but it's a possibility. Next, 3, you get sick a lot. Need I say more? Okay, so how does this happen? I gotta be careful about what I say with this one because stuff like this gets more advanced and over my head pretty quick, or at least outside of my realm of expertise here. But to try and keep it simple, not getting enough sleep can result in an increase in inflammation and a decrease in T cells. T cells are a type of white blood cell in your immune system, and they're a big player in your body's defense system. So when your inflammation goes up and your immune system takes a hit, it can mean a really bad time for you. It can make you more vulnerable to whatever bugs, viruses, bacteria, and whatever other kind of crap is floating around out there. So if you're a parent to small children who pick up all the viruses, you work in a compromised work environment like a hospital or medical clinic, or you just generally have a lot of contact with people, sleep is one more tool you can add to your toolbox to protect you from the immense amount of crud going around out there. And for the love of God, if you're sick, please stay home and keep your sicky self to yourself. Take a nap, curl up on the couch, turn on trash TV, and sleep until you feel better. If you come out and sneeze and sniffle your way through the office, grocery store, or wherever else, Be prepared to get the hairy eyeball from me, because I'm incredibly non-confrontational, so that's about all I'll do. In all seriousness, I want to acknowledge here that for some people, they really don't have the option to stay home when they're feeling well, or at least there's this perception that they don't have that option because of lack of paid time off or, you know, whatever else. In some cases, there is this privilege component to it. So please don't mistake my snarkiness for thinking that everybody has access to the same opportunities. I understand that's not always the case. However, if you have the opportunity to work from home, or you have paid time off, or you have those opportunities to really just give yourself a chance to recover from whatever crap you're dealing with until you feel better, please take it, because there's really no badge of honor in going to work sick. Once upon a time that was the case, that's not the case anymore. Anyway, I'm stepping off my soapbox and moving on. Number 4, your weight clings to you like a preschooler to their parent's leg on the first day of school. When your sleep takes a hit, managing your weight becomes even more challenging than it already is through fucking with regulating your appetite, making you feel hungrier, and ultimately leading you to potentially eat more. There's a lot of ways I know when I've had a shitty night's sleep, but this is a big, big one for me. When I get a shitty night's sleep, I eat pretty much all day long because I'm exhausted and I'm hungry. This is when I feel most betrayed by my body, because it's like, really? Really? Not only do I have to deal with feeling exhausted, but I also have to be a bottomless pit besides? Rude. The double-edged sword to this is that excess body fat can also reduce sleep quality. So I'm not going to go into this because that really is a conversation for you to have with your doctor, and it's not totally related to today's conversation, but maybe it contributes to your why for why you should prioritize a full spectrum of healthy habits. All right, number 5, you feel like you're moving through water, aka movement and exercise feels really hard. When our bodies don't get an adequate chance to recover during sleep, our central nervous system activity decreases. Our reaction time suffers, our energy sucks, and exercising sounds like the last thing we want to do. I can't remember what episode I said this in, but in one of the early podcast episodes, I encouraged listeners who wanted to lose weight, feel better, or whatever, to start with sleep rather than with movement or exercise. In fact, it's one of the reasons that we're starting with sleep in this challenge rather than with one of the other wellness pillars. Because let's be real. Exercise has incredible health benefits, but if you're not sleeping well, how likely are you to really be good about prioritizing workouts? It's also not super safe to exercise or work out when you're tired, because with decreased reaction times and impaired judgment, which is also a problematic side effect of lack of sleep, you could find yourself at greater risk for injury, which is definitely not a fun time. And when you think about exercise and sleep, something else to keep in mind is that since sleep is critical for recovery in general, that also means recovery from hard workouts. So, like me, for example, I love lifting heavy shit and developing muscles. That's my jam. But one of the mistakes I made early on was that I worked out in the morning, which is great, nothing wrong with that on its own, but I definitely cut time off my sleep in order to accommodate that workout schedule. I should have gone to bed earlier to counter that, but I didn't, because I have to learn lessons the hard way, apparently. Consequently, my body didn't recover as well as it could have, and it's a bummer to think about how much more progress I could have made if I had prioritized sleep. I could have had better workouts and recovered better from those workouts. But I'm my mother's child, and I'm stubborn, and insist on learning things the hard way, so here we are. Don't sacrifice sleep for workouts, you're not helping yourself. To sum things up, sleep affects pretty much every part of your life. Consistent, quality sleep can be your best friend, and shitty sleep can fuck you up. Now, before I wrap things up, I have to acknowledge here that for some people, there's definitely going to be some challenges. One is a chicken or the egg sort of thing. Maybe your sleep is suffering because you're eating things that don't agree with you, and you're consistently losing sleep because your gut is rebelling against you. Or, like me, your stress levels are so off the charts, on their own for reasons unrelated to sleep, that it disrupts your sleep. In these instances, addressing the sleep disruptor is important. And then, of course, if you just have shitty sleep habits, then addressing those more directly is the way to go. I know I gave a lot of tips for this last week, but if I could give you a couple things to focus on, I'd say focus on your evening routine and your sleep environment, including temperature, light, sound, tidiness, and safety. The other thing I want to acknowledge is that sometimes our life situation makes prioritizing sleep feel nearly impossible. In this case, I just want to gently encourage you to do the best you can. You're not striving for perfect. You're striving for improvement. If you're averaging about 5.5 to 6 hours of sleep a night, and the thought of 7 to 9 hours sounds completely absurd, shoot for 5 hours and 45 minutes to 6 hours and 15 minutes. It's like with weightlifting. You wouldn't go from benching 75 pounds to benching 115 pounds overnight. Focus on what you can do to make things just a little bit better. Don't rush it. You have plenty of time. I just encourage you to stay dedicated to it. Okay, I hope this was helpful and that you heard something throughout this episode that made your ears perk up and inspired you to really prioritize sleep, take it more seriously, quit sacrificing it, and want to nurture it. I'd love to know what some of your takeaways are and what really resonates the most with you, so join me over in the Badass is the New Skinny Facebook group or hit me up on Instagram. Like I mentioned, those links are in the show notes for you. Next week, we're going to talk about healthy habits for stress management and mental health. You'll be selecting a habit to practice that you will add on top of your sleep habit practice. And if your sleep habit isn't serving you the way you thought it would, there's nothing wrong with picking a different one and giving it a couple of weeks before moving on to stress management. This is your journey. Do what's right for you. Just careful not to jump off the wagon with your sleep habit too quickly. Sometimes habits need more time for the benefits to really kick in. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Do something that brings you joy and makes you smile, and I'll catch up with you next time. Later. Many thanks for joining me for another episode of the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I hope today's chat gave you some things to noodle on and that you're walking away feeling inspired and empowered to live a badass life. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please snag a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag a friend or two, and tag me at sa.brina.brina. That's sa.brina.brina. And include the hashtag #badassistheNewSkinny. If you could also drop me a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts, it would mean the world to me. For more of the good stuff, head on over to my website at sabrinabrina.com. Catch you next time. Later.